It's the road from Tibble Douglas to Drumcavney. It's an awful shape there. It's been a major problem now for a number of months. A number of locals have been contacted. You know, and for being a public representative in the area, it's an embarrassment to have a road, you know, like that. In fairness, they've done a bit of pothole cover in the area. It's improved it somewhat, but, you know, there's still an awful lot of work to be done on that. And, you know, they say that at the moment the money's not there to get it done, but, you know, I think the money has to be got from somewhere. You know, it is... Our road is in bad shape. It's the whole way from Mill Douglas really to Kilmacrenan is in very bad. It's in a very bad way. Like, and it's been brought up the different sections off the road over the last couple of months. You know, when apart from a bit of potholes down here and there, you know, there's nothing really moving on it so far.
Your colleague Councillor McMonagall said he took exception to the fact that the executive appears to be in one sense putting this back on the members, saying they gave the members the option to transfer money from elsewhere and the members didn't take it. Councillor McMonagall and yourself very clear, this isn't an issue for the members, this is an issue of resources.
Well, the way it's done is that they put forward a list of roads that they say that should be done, you know, and like, there's no councillor in that chamber that's going to move money from one road to another, you know what I mean? Like, you're upsetting somebody, like, you know, and for them it's an easy get out, you know, at a stage like this, saying it's up to the councillors to move it. It's clear for some time that road badly needs done, and, you know, it's up to them to get it done and to get the funding for it, you know, like throwing it back to the councillors. Like, you know, we don't make the decision what roads be done, it is them, you know, and we're given it then just to sign off on. Like, it's the same as the LAS schemes, you know, it's not us making the decisions, you know, but it always seems to be when there's questions raised that it's thrown back in our direction again.
Ultimately, from your point of view then, it's a matter of funding, it's a matter of resources, this has got to go, if necessary, higher than the council executive.
Well, that's it, we're not actually blaming the council executive or the engineers. The problem is there's just not enough road. For the figure I was given before, there's enough money to cover 4% of Donegal roads. It's not good enough. We're coming through the worst winter and live in memory. The roads are in bad shape, you know, everybody's bringing in for different roads, and it's not fair on the likes of the engineers that are getting it in the neck. But really and truly, it's just a matter of the funding's not enough to cover the damage that's done to the roads at the minute, and until that becomes the case, roads like Tibble Douglas and many other roads within the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District, they're not going to be fixed, and it's going to be just put up from one year to the next, robbing Peter to pay Paul.